And what about what you told me about the RAF man coming to ask you about, because you actually saw
yes,
the bomb.
Yes, I said about 3 days later, and I had to go upstairs to the manager's, Miss Clinton's office, and there were these two RAF officers, and they asked me to tell them what had happened. Apparently they said there was this postman who'd seen it. He'd just come in St. Mary's Avenue, and the bombs dropped across there, and the blast drew him off his bike down into the field. And I'd seen it, but nobody else had. You see, I don't suppose anybody were looking up like that. You see, where I was up 3 stories high, so I was sort of level with it. And he was up high at St. Mary's Avenue, so he was sort of level with it, you know. And they said about that, and they said, we were very lucky in Mush, and he'd either dropped it a second too early or a second too late. But he'd been aiming for the gas bit,
yeah,
and also for the station, railway station, and then the co-op factory, and then the John White's. That was a big one next to the church, you know. That's what he was aiming for, but of course he missed it, and he caught the school instead, and the factory across the street, and also the hotel, and the fish and chip shop at the top of Duck Street. That was that. And then I think the last three bombs, they sort of finished up in the field at the back of St. Mary's Avenue.
Okay, yeah.
I know there were these big craters there for a long while, you know, before they got filled in.